Bueno. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the DestoProds.com Anything Cast live here at All Games Radio. I'm your host, the Dead Man. Joining me today, we have Bobby Wan.
Hello.
Ninja Kitty.
Hello.
Onciest.
Greetings.
And in the background, Onciest's friend Hopi.
Hi.
So yeah, I am streaming this from my brand new gaming PC. Oh,
yes. Oh, yes.
Oh, it's.
Oh yeah.
It's so pretty.
Must feel pretty good.
It really does. Just having this fucking monster on my desk.
Yes.
It's actually really great because it actually has like a piece of glass in one of the sides. I can see inside and see all like the motherboard and everything.
I can see your workings.
And all the fans on it have red lights on them.
So like it's a demon machine, something like that.
I know.
Yeah, it's black with red lights and shit.
I'm the same way.
It's fucking awesome.
Crap, I forgot to see whether or not Delighter was going to run away again.
Yeah, Delighter wasn't on.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh. Anyway, yeah.
But me? I'm killing it.
It's...
Well, you should, like, take care of it.
You know, we're kind of having a podcast here, so if you guys could either, like, mute your mic during your own conversation, because we can hear all this.
Oh, I did.
Anywho. Yeah, but this, so, kind of shit thing with this. So, it doesn't have, like, an internal Wi-Fi thing, so I had to go out and buy another, so I had to go out and buy something for it. Which
that
was really...
my PC, but, I just plugged an Ethernet cable into it.
Yeah, but like, here's the thing. My router for internet and stuff is two rooms away, and I don't have enough like connectors and Ethernet cables to stretch from my bedroom to the laundry room.
What, you know, do magic?
Magic and the internet don't really go well together.
Why not?
It gets real dirty.
What?
Anyway, yeah, so I had to go out and I had to go buy a adapter thing. Yeah, I got that now. And weird thing, on the way out, I saw an Amish guy going into Staples.
Yeah, that's...
That's awesome.
Yeah, I was just leaving, and then just...
Amish.
Yeah, okay, I can hear myself now through your mic. Honestly. But anyway, yeah, I was leaving the Staples with the thing in hand, and then just an Amish guy walks in carrying, like, a mouse or something. He was carrying something for a computer. Just walking, he's like, hey, how's it going?
They're kind of becoming less and less dedicated now, the Amish people.
Well, the ones around that area anyways.
Yeah, like, aren't Amish people, like, what? I don't know the exact rules of Amish people, but every Amish person I've seen is always worn, like, black stuff, like black shirts and everything. That may just be because everything I've seen has been kind of racist, I guess. But I don't
know.
Your
black shirt.
What they tend to wear in, like, warmer times is, like, just a blue shirt. They don't believe in belts. They all wear suspenders.
Okay, yeah, that. Yeah, man. It was just kind of surreal. Just seeing an Amish guy going into a Staples.
Yeah, and they do have very...
Yeah, it's like, what are they going to buy there?
Yeah, I have no idea.
They wanted to buy a printer.
It's like, how does this hook up to the butter churn? Yeah. Must be really boring being Amish.
Oh my god.
No, they keep themselves busy and stuff. And I went to an Amish farm once because I was working out of school and we went on a field trip. And they made home fried donuts for us.
Damn.
And they were the most sugary donuts
delicious.
I've ever had. Like, because they were specifically Dutch Amish, so like, Dutch donuts, man. Awesome.
Did they have like different
kinds? For them.
Did they like have homemade Boston cream?
No, they just had, like, old-fashioned glazed donuts, but they were really good.
Yeah,
and I mean, like, you've never had a fresher donut because, like, they made them and then they glazed them in front of me and handed it to me. Just like, here you go.
Oh, like, my God.
That actually does sound delicious, but, like, old-fashioned glaze, they're still good.
Oh, yeah. I used to make them, actually, Dutch-style donuts at the Nameless One's house every New Year's.
Oh.
We went there and we fried donuts.
Cool.
Or I went there. He lived there.
Yeah.
But yeah, we'd make donuts. And we'd, like, glaze them and cinnamon them and aw.
That does sound fucking awesome.
It is, man. I got to revive that New Year's tradition here. I got to just get the recipe for those donuts and start doing that here.
Hmm. Yes. The only acceptable donut that I approve of is, like, Honey Crullers.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of sour cream glazed. Big.
I'll eat anything. Really except cream filled. What? Why is that funny? Why am I hilarious to you?
I don't know.
Anywho. Cream-filled.
Anyway, yeah.
But I feel so bad for Amish people. They miss out on so much in the world. Like, what about Legend of Zelda? Eh.
Well, no, exactly. Big loss
there. What about conventions? Going in, like, costumes and being like, Fwah!
What, you don't think there's Amish conventions?
Yeah. What, well, like...
I mean, like, dressing up in costumes.
Amish con.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Amcon. Amcon, yes. 2012.
Yeah.
Probably 2013.
Shut up.
It's like, come on by. It's like, we'll have some girl showing off her ankles while churning butter.
They've never heard Gangnam Style.
No, like people, I can imagine, like Amish people are like kind of against technology, but couldn't they like still read comics and manga? Like that's just paper.
It's true.
I'm not.
They
sure
probably do actually. I'm and then, that on it.
Yeah, and then like since they make their own clothing, they could probably make their own cosplay.
The reason they don't use any technology is because they believe that they should be segregating themselves from the outside world so that they're not influenced by its evils. Not necessarily its evils, but its temptations. So they probably don't have comics.
I mean, like, what's more temptuous?
Modern comics.
Like, I mean, what is more temptuous than a DC comic? Maybe a Marvel comic, but...
That Batman.
Yeah, actually, I'm more of an Image guy myself. God, Image presents a lot of good stuff.
Yes, they do.
And I cannot fucking wait for The Legend of Luther Strode. It's gonna be fucking awesome!
I have no idea what that is, but let's talk about it during the comics podcast.
Well, it's not out yet, and I haven't read it, so I can't really talk about it. And there isn't any news about it.
Well, you're talking about it now.
Yeah, so anyway, like, so back, I think, either earlier this year or last year, Image put out a comic called The Strange Tale of Luther Strode. Which is about this really nerdy kid, like really weak and shit, who like orders a workout program for the back of a comic book, and it works. Like it makes him grow to like 6'5" and makes him like buff as hell. And it also gives him some superpowers, like being able to manipulate his muscles to push bullets out of him, or having like super strength, or being able to see like muscular groups and like nerve clusters on people, so he's like so he knows the best way to hurt them and kill them. And so then in that series, it's been a while since I've read it, but like it's revealed that like these powers were made for murder. Like murder is the way to keep these powers going, I guess. Along with just doing the regular old like exercises and things. And then The Legend of Luther Strode is, I guess, a continuation of this where he is off on his own. He's like formed a superhero identity for himself or something. And oh man, I just can't fucking wait. This week's personal issues. The Strange Tale of Luther Strode. Because there is going to be one this week. Sorry I haven't done one for the past 2 weeks, but with the fourth week I was doing it, there was just some stuff going on with the site that I just couldn't get. They just couldn't find time to actually read something and write about it. And then for last week's one, it This made me really depressed. Grim Fairy Tale fucking sucks.
And aside from a double feature of the fanfic grab bag, because I didn't do one before because busyness, we may be introducing a new bi-weekly feature.
Oh, well,
we may be. It's something I've been considering after having a conversation with Ninja Kitty. It would be a Ninja Kitty feature.
Ooh. I am all for this. She needs more presence on the site.
What idea? What?
The idea. To do the audio thing that you do.
No.
You would be doing
the idea.
What? Audio thing? Of me? What? How do we...
So coming soon from Ninja Kitty, the idea.
Maybe.
I'm really dumb, though. I don't know what you're talking about.
You don't
about.
Remember? I don't want to say what it is.
Give me, like, a hint.
Movies. You.
Oh.
There we go.
You would
I understand
smack
exactly
me so
what's
hard,
going
dead
on.
Man.
Oh,
you're
going
to hate me if I do it.
Okay.
You'll be like, oh my freaking god. Seriously? And I'll be like, yep.
And at some point we need to actually like... At some point next week I'm going to be calling a meeting to see if we actually like, hammer details on the comic thing that we wanted to do. I really want to do that.
We're not talking about business stuff.
This isn't really business. This is content. Like, these are things people need to know. Kind of.
It's like news stuff. Keeping the news.
Yeah, news! Of the... We're going to be talking about what we're going to be doing on the next site, I guess. Oh, God.
So, my computer is also now a gaming PC.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got a new graphics card and a hard drive, right?
Yes,
it's
that was all
time
I
to
needed.
Be playing some new games.
Yeah,
I've already started. Already ahead of you.
Yeah, I need to get me a new graphics card. Like my graphics card, it's okay, but it's not great.
What?
Yeah, like it's an NVIDIA GeForce GT520.
What? That's okay. That's an okay video card. You just got to know how to like, you know, manipulate your games.
Yeah, I know.
Make them look good while running nice.
Yeah, I know. But like with games that'll be coming out later, like actually like brand
what?
New.
No, they're good as they are now. Like no, like just don't believe into like what people say about that kind of thing. You just like. Buy a game and it's gonna look beautiful regardless if it's like on medium or whatever. Like I
or
know you,
if all the settings are set to absolute crap that runs at 15 frames a second.
No, that like okay, you said you just got a new computer, right? And the graphics card right now is already all right. So what I'm trying to say is, you know, you gotta take down all of like your anti-aliasing settings and just keep it, you know.
Yeah, I do that. Like with Plant Side 2. Could you like mute your mic? Yeah, but anyway, with Plant Side 2, I like set all the settings to the bare minimum. Turned off anti-aliasing, turned off shadows, put all the texture levels down to the bare minimum. And it still ran at like 10 frames a second.
Well, that sucks.
Yeah, so I need a new graphics card.
You know what one I recommend is the EVGA GeForce 8400S GS, I think it is, actually. I can't tell. The box isn't right in front of me. It's about $35, and, like, I played Amnesia, I maxed out the graphics settings, and it runs smoothly.
Yeah, I was going to be getting the EVGA GeForce GTX 650. Looking at the options that I have available to me, that seemed like the best graphics card with the best price, I guess.
You're not the best price.
I know I'm not. I'm horribly overpriced for what you're getting.
Yeah, Dead Man for free, rip-off deal.
Oh, yeah.
So we're looking at Con G stuff, and I kind of wish you were with us.
Duh.
Who, what?
Mostly because, like... we're going to be doing a day of silly cosplays, and I really wish I could do the Gino Saji, but I wouldn't want to do my Gino Saji without a Jack Cuchillo.
Yeah, I've been trying to make a constant effort to actually try cosplaying once, and so far the only thing I can think of aside from, like, obvious stuff is actually pretty much the only thing I've been able to, like, actually consider doing is being Jack Chayo from that video that I can't remember the name of.
The horribly slow murderer with the extremely inefficient weapon.
Yes. And so it'd just be like a day of me
being hit by a spoon.
Yeah, pretty much.
And me going, and again, 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 and again. It will hit you.
Yeah, like
in that absence, though.
Yeah, it's just, I've actually spent like a good amount of time just sitting around at home hitting myself with stuff, so I feel like I'd be good with having a whole day just being hit in the head with a spoon.
I wouldn't aim for the head. At least not all the time. Unless we put the motorcycle helmet on.
I'd need a microphone that could just be like, and again, and I can plug like the Vibroy into it or something, or like an MP3 player or something that plays music through it. I could just be like, and again, and again. Oh, I'm getting the Vibroy. Isn't that exciting, Dead Man?
I doubt he knows what the Vibroy is.
Oh, he probably thinks it's an innuendo, don't you?
Yes.
Well, it's not. Oh, he's not here.
Yes.
That's why I'm saying this now.
I'm hoping to summon him.
No.
Oh, God, yeah, that. I missed the community we had. No, like, seriously, like, Diz hasn't commented on anything in months. Big Man is, like, nowhere to be seen. And Delighter, that was essentially our community.
Oh, God, Delighter. It, like, Delighter. Where did he go?
I have no idea, dude. Like our community has gone.
I had the biggest bone to pick with him, and then he's just gone. It's like, God damn it. Where did, what? It's awesome.
Why'd you have a bone to pick with him?
What? Because, like, I don't know.
Just because.
Which in my defense.
How dare you come at me? No. No, he's just, yeah, like that internet type of person.
Oh, man. Yeah, I'm just, like, I've been trying to build a community for this site. Like, I've been trying, like, with the forums and everything, like, in the beginning, trying to people get involved with stuff. But those three people were pretty much our entire community. You know, the guys here on the All Games chat, they are great guys, and I like them, but they never do anything with us on the site or off the site, or just they pretty much just comment on this. And
now they're not even on the chat anymore.
Yeah. Like, every once in a while they'll mention something, but like, Diz, man, Diz was great for a while, just commenting on everything.
I think he doesn't like that you didn't hire him.
Oh, man, yeah, that's probably the thing. Like, and Big Man, he applied too, saying if you needed another contributor, and it's just, at the time, we didn't. Like at the time when Diz applied, like, Bovi had said, hey, I got this guy, I think he might be good, so I need to talk to him first and then see if that worked out, and, like, Diz, he was trying to get on the anime podcast, and we didn't really need any more people for the anime podcast.
And honestly, he doesn't have the strongest podcasting voice.
I don't think either. That's the main thing.
Yeah, like that's the other thing. Like, Diz, you're a great guy. We really like you, but your podcasting voice, like, the way you podcasted, it just wasn't that great. Sorry. Like, I know coming from us, that's not exactly, that doesn't like carry a lot of weight.
Hell, I don't even like the way Pudge podcasts. I get frustrated with him.
Yeah. Anyway. Yeah, anyway, sorry about this, people who actually do visit the site. If you do visit the site, we appreciate it. But, like, those three people were kind of the callbacks that we made. Like, every time, like, pretty much, like, a bunch of podcasts, and, like, even, like, staff meetings, we actually talked about these guys.
start talking to us. Then we'll talk about you all the time.
Yeah. Anyway. Yeah, that. Yeah. Okay, moving
Can
on.
Can I explain what the vibe
I'm going
was?
Through the biggest clusterfuck trying to get a hold of them.
Ah, yes.
They've got emails backed up. The only way I can email them is through an email form that I'm not sure if it's working. They tell me to email them again. I'm like, I emailed them in September and October. But
yeah,
now
so what
I
is...
know a person who knows a person who knows a person who's trying to get me an email that I can just straight email.
Yeah. So what's a vibroid?
A vibroid is, it's, do you want to describe it?
It's like a speaker, but you put it against things and it makes those the speaker. So you can plug it on anything and it vibrates whatever it is and it plays music through it or whatever you would like. It plays audio through it. So you can That's put awesome. It on a box, you can put it on your, like, your face, you can put it,
yeah,
it
on
your
fridge.
Throat. Yeah,
that,
stuff like
that. Actually
really...
sounds kind of cool.
On
well,
your junk.
What my plan...
Oh, why would you want to turn that into a speaker?
It's like, ladies and gentlemen, I give you the musical penis.
But can you guess what my plan for it is?
Put it on the spoon?
No. Hint is cosplay, but no, not on a spoon.
Stop making us guess.
I have,
guessing games.
No.
I have no proper answers.
Okay, well, here is my goal. I can use it for soundtracks, like my character theme songs that I cosplay as, and I don't have to have like a big speaker set. I can just have it playing out of me, so I can like attach it to my throat or my back or something.
Wait, you don't want to just have someone like walk down the street with a ghetto blaster behind you?
That would be awesome, but if I'm by myself walking somewhere, then what? Like, of course, I love my big-ass boombox, and I love carrying it around, being like, hells yeah. But
yeah, it's like mid-90s, that shit.
I know. It's really big and bulky and heavy, though,
just,
so I can't have it everywhere.
Just get the ghetto blaster up on your shoulder and just start, like, walking down the street. Like,
yeah,
son of a bitch.
It's a wonderful alternative to the boombox, is to take the Vibroid, which is, like, the size of my cell phone, but a bit, like, thicker.
Well, that's the size of the actual
and,
box that has the program in it. The little speaker is smaller than that.
And then we bring a cardboard box, which we can fold up, and we get a very similar
or
sound level.
Or attach it to, like, a wall or pretty much anything. Like, different things would produce different quality depending on how well it vibrates, if it has a hollow center, stuff like that. Like, if you think of what a speaker does. But my other goal for it, and this is going to be really cool, I'm really excited for this, is I've thought of something that has probably never ever been used for. And it's also for cosplaying. You know that I cosplay as male characters a lot. And
oh, yeah.
I do not have a very low voice, so I can't mimic the voices. And that is something that just kills me every time I cosplay. Because no matter how good I can look the part, no matter how accurate I am, I can't be the character completely because of my voice. It's very feminine. I've been working on lowering it. I can actually lower it quite a bit now, but it still sounds too feminine because an Adam's apple reverberates the sound in their voice, so men actually have like a double audio thing going on, which girls don't have. But it's small. It's small enough to be around the size of an Adam's apple. So if I attach it to the front of my throat and I have the cord going down the front and then to the side under a collar or whatever, I can take, shit, what's that stuff called? It's how you make, like, surface prosthetics and stuff like that. You stick it on with spirit gum. I can put liquid latex, that's it. And I can put that over top of my neck. So it makes it look like not only that I have an Adam's apple, but if I plug it into, like, a mini kind of computer that I can download an instant voice-altering software program, preset it to make my voice sound like whatever character and have it play like instantly making my voice sound like that character.
That's science.
Yes. It's so exciting.
Yeah, that's some steps.
Oh yeah. I'm so excited for it. so I can get like the awesome sound.
Speaking of being excited, I just added something to the soundboard that it makes me very excited.
Okay, what? Hit the button.
Play, goddammit!
Oh no, it's not playing.
It's not working. It's not working.
Technical difficulties, ladies and gentlemen.
I am now sad.
It's not playing the one we want, though.
I don't know why the other two aren't working. Hey. I know what happened.
Then tell us.
No, I really don't feel like it. And it still doesn't work. Oh, well.
Maybe next week.
Yeah. Anywho.
Seriously, though, isn't that freaking exciting? Like,
yeah,
who
it's...
does that? You know?
Guys, you know, what you just said in the chat is one of the stupidest fucking things I've ever heard.
What's the Pink Panther?
And I've listened to you for a long time.
What's the Pink Panther?
Just cosplays the Pink Panther and you won't have to talk.
What's the Pink Panther?
It's a thing, it's a
movie.
People
who cosplay just want to cosplay anything, right? They don't, you know, have specific characters they want to be.
I
and
like
it's
being
not like
Isaiah.
She has any well-established cosplay characters at all.
Isaiah. Or L.
Yeah.
Or any future ones. I want to cosplay Dr. Stein, too, and I need to get down that laugh.
Yeah.
Because he has, like, this weird...
I'm sick of your shit, Kaijudo.
Yeah,
I feel like I pick on him now.
Yeah,
he's
I've
been asshole to me in the past. So
yeah, like I said earlier, I've been trying to like figure out characters cosplay. But the thing is, I have a beard. I need a character that has a beard
or a mask.
Or... Exactly.
There's a lot of characters with masks. I say like you could cosplay an Anbu character.
Oh yeah, like that'd be great. It's like I'm Anbu Officer 87. I was that guy that was standing behind that other guy in that one episode.
You know, a lot of people like taking pictures of Anbu characters because not many people do them.
Yeah, and I don't like having a I don't like having my picture taken.
So why do you want to cosplay?
I don't know. I feel underdressed when I get like dressing up, like just going in like jeans and a t-shirt. I feel underdressed.
Cosplaying, I guess, is fun whether or not you're getting your picture taken.
Yeah. Just hanging out. I don't give a fuck.
So Skype's icon is broken on my taskbar, and I don't know why.
Yeah, like that happens every once in a while. Like I remember a while back, like half of the icons on my taskbar were dead. Like on my laptop, which I still have. I essentially just have a two computer set up here.
I don't have my laptop. It broke, and then I didn't want to buy a new hard drive for it, so I just gave it to Onsiest.
Thank you, man. Yay. I use it all the time.
Good for you.
Yeah, it's my right hand.
What?
No, like, I use my right hand for it. Like, it's like everything.
He does like a two-handed gaming setup.
Yeah.
Ah.
Oh yeah, it's just it's useful. It's like my old setup way back then. So yeah, sorry guys.
Yeah, like what I've been doing with mine is just having like so my desk isn't really a desk; it's a dining room table. It's actually apparently like a family heirloom. It was like my mom's grandma's table, and since I got it, it's gotten kind of fucked up. Like it has knife marks in it. The like the lacquer on it is like peeling off. It's got scratches all over it. So thanks, great grandma.
You're welcome, Shunny boy.
But anyway, yeah, like my table is actually big enough to so that I have like my gaming. So I have my PC up here. I have my TV, and then I also have my laptop, which I can actually just put on here and still have room to do everything. Which is nice.
Who's Billy Cosby?
Bill Cosby? The comedian?
Who's Bill Cosby?
He's the guy that likes the pudding pops.
What's a pudding pop?
I don't fucking know.
I'm not gonna go into everything Kaijudo said, just...
I'm so confused by everything he says. I don't know what's happening anymore. Dead man!
I have addressed Kaijudo. It's done.
Dead man!
Yeah, plus, cosplaying as Bill Cosby would be kind of racist. Because he's black and...
That's not racist at all.
No, I mean, like, me cosplaying as Bill Cosby. He says...
Why?
Because he's black.
So what? I would love to cosplay Killer B.
And he also doesn't have a beard. And he wears sweaters a lot. And
Killer B does.
I'm like wearing a sweater in the middle of summer.
That would suck.
Yes, it would.
That would suck a lot. Ugh.
Well, not all cons are in the middle of summer. Like, Con G is in February. And I was considering going as Gray Fullbuster without the clothes. Boxers the whole time. And then I'm like, I would have to go outside in the snow, too, because I would have to take pictures of that.
Oh, wow, yeah, that.
It's a terrible idea, but I would have done it.
Oh, yeah, it's a horrible idea.
I can't wait. I'm so excited. Because you're not going... Dead man, I'm going to be going, guess what I'm going to be going as, like, I'm obviously an Izaya and an L. For L and Light, we're going to be doing, like, the whole, they're like, encountering the silence, so we're going to have a bunch of tally marks all over our arms and shit like that. But okay. for the third day, guess what I'm going to be?
I don't know.
It's something awesome. It's not an anime character, though.
There are quite a few awesome things.
Has to do with Gundam Style.
You're going as that guy in the yellow suit?
Oh, no. That would be awesome, but no, not quite.
The humping guy?
No!
No, that's me. I'm kidding.
No, I'm gonna be dressed up as one of the, like, the female dancers, the ones that wear the white outfit.
Okay.
Because it's in the video, as well as that's their most common outfit for Gangnam Style on stage. So I'm going to dress up as that because I know I'm going to hear some at this convention. And I really, really want to dance to it. And I can't think of something simple for the third day that I can do cheaply, but this I could.
I thought that was Friday because Friday starts at 5.
So yeah.
We were going to do the simple one that day.
Yeah.
So you said the third day. Sunday's the third day.
Well, I meant there's 3 days. And I didn't say in order.
Yeah,
it's gonna be fun, and Kaz is gonna be dressing up as Bubblehead Nurse, and she's gonna dance with me as well, because the outfits are pretty similar.
What are you poking for?
I don't know, because I feel like it.
Stop poking me! I'll hit you many times.
Yeah, I'd like to see someone actually going out with like dressed up like someone from the Gundam Style video, but with a Gundam head, so they're doing it like Gundam Style.
We saw a Gundam Style at Project Play.
So what, those were like dressed up like fully,
it's a full suit. It's a full Gundam suit.
Oh, okay. But I'm talking about like, so there was a video I posted on the site a while ago before it got taken down, where it was just like the Gundam Style video, but everyone's faces had like a Gundam head photoshopped over them. So what I'm saying is like having someone who's essentially just cosplaying as like Psy or somebody from the video, but they have a Gundam mask on. Just like a full-on gun, or just a full-on like Gundam head. That's what I want to see.
I'm confused.
Okay, fuck it then.
I'm so confused about everything. You confuse me too much, dead man.
So it's not that hard to figure out.
It is.
Here's something I need to talk about on the site: is DVDlink.ca, and why I should never use them.
Okay.
So this is it's a disc rental company, similar to Gamefly, only you can use it in Canada.
Yeah.
And honestly, most aspects of their service is really, really good. But their customer service is fucking terrible. It took me 3 months to cancel my account. I got charged for 2 months I didn't use. It took me half a dozen emails to get refunded for a month that I got charged for and I shouldn't have, and get my account finally canceled. Every time I canceled my account, they would just send me another game and keep billing me. I initially only wanted to temporarily cancel my account because I didn't have the money. Now they've lost me forever.
Yeah, maybe they're losing so much business to like better services that they just try to do everything they can to not get people to quit and just keep milking people for money.
I finally got that one refund though. At least they said they issued it. It should be issued. It'll take a while to show up on my credit card though.
Okay. Yeah, I haven't. The last place I rented a game from was Blockbuster.
What's a Blockbuster?
Yeah, I know it. Like, that was the last place I ever rented a game from, ever, and, like, I don't rent games anymore, really. I just either check out a demo or just buy it. Yeah.
What I'm considering doing instead is getting the OnLive PlayPack subscription.
That is actually a pretty good deal.
Yeah, like, it's about the same price as my DVD Link account, and I just have, like, 200 plus games that I can access any of them at any time.
Yeah, it's like $10 a month.
Yeah, and I can capture it with Fraps.
Yeah, it's a fantastic service. It just kind of suck. I've been wanting to get it too, but it would just kind of suck with me because my internet isn't great.
Yeah, my internet is good enough.
Yeah, they recommend a wired connection for it, which makes sense.
Yeah,
it's like faster. Yeah, but like my internet, my internet's supposed to be at like 5 megabits per second, which is pretty good. I'm pretty sure that's over the like recommended limit. Isn't recommended like 2 megabits per second?
Something like that.
But yeah, so my internet should be 5, but usually it's around 1.5.
Well, I'm at like 6.
Yeah, but keep in mind, like, this internet is, like, completely wireless. Like, we get our internet from a satellite dish.
Yeah, you've got Boonie's internet.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's also really stupid because, like, when I called them up, I said, hey, we're looking to get internet here. You guys do the internet here? It's like, yeah, so we can probably say, yeah, but that internet, we just got to put the dish, like, 35 feet above your house. I was like, okay. Yeah, I guess to get the signal better, because, like, the guys right next door to us, they have the same kind of internet, and their dishes, and, like, their dish thing is on top of a TV antenna that's huge up on their house. But ours, I guess, is, like, a foot off the ground.
So that'd be why it doesn't work very well?
I'm guessing. Like, they said, all right, so you can get 35 feet. It's like, okay, we don't really have anything to put 35 feet up. It's like, okay, look at your address already had these things. We can just go in and reinstall it. Like, oh, okay, then just go in and, like, stick it on the side of the house. Like, okay, there we go. It's like, should it be 35 feet up? It's like, no, it's fine.
You know, yeah. I believe at one point they were supposed to be working on a deal with the Nameless One to put a tower on their property in exchange for free internet, but that never ended up happening.
Wow. Oh, it looks like Auntie's left.
Your face left.
No, seriously, he's gone.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I know. He said he had to go.
Oh, I didn't see that. Oh, you could have, told us.
Whatever. He sent us a message. Good enough.
Anyway.
I'm very excited about the vibroid. You have no idea. Oh my god.
Oh my god.
I can walk around with my own soundtracks and people will be like, where's that music coming from? And it's just like, just me. No speakers, nothing, just me.
Yeah, I can see that working well for like people. I can see it working like, it has like a bunch of applications for like cosplay stuff. Like if someone's cosplaying it's like Solid Snake, they're just like in the box.
Because, yeah, it comes with a little control box that you press the different buttons and it'll play different things.
Yeah, they're just, like, in the box, just playing the Metal Gear music. And it's like, hey, what's in this box? It hits the button. Bling!
Yeah, exactly!
I had an idea for something to do at a con. Get the Metal Gear Solid box and
I had someone, that idea.
Well, we came up with it sort of together.
I said no, and then the line, so it was my idea.
Okay, well, it was mostly Ninja Kitty's idea. So the idea is to have someone in the box who isn't Solid Snake, but instead it's Chuck Testa.
So when people are like, oh, it's Solid Snake, Solid Snake, just toss off the box. Nope, Chuck Testa.
Blink!
Exactly. So many people wouldn't get it, but for those who do, they'd be like, oh my god!
Yeah, I'm just thinking of something real stupid, but, like, someone cosplaying as Killer Bee with the Vibroid, they just have that thing playing, like, some really generic rap beats, and then he's doing his really bad rapping over it.
That'd be awesome.
And how much was the Vibroid again?
It, after shipping, came to about $37.
And what's the link for us to get to there?
It's at thinkgeek.com. Click the link at the bottom of the page or any of the banner ads and go and buy yourself a Vibroid.
Yeah. So the bottom of the page.
Not only are they cool, but they're useful.
What? Yeah. It's just the bottom of the page of DestroProds.com.
Right, because people are listening live.
Yeah, or they could be listening to this on iTunes. You, though,
so he won't do it anyways.
Yeah, like, what if they're on iTunes or something? It's like, click to the bottom of the page. It's like, all right, go to the bottom of the page. Of like, our iTunes page. It's like, there's no links.
Your face has no links. Oh my god, there's so many things that it could be. I can finally have a male voice for cosplaying. God damn.
Cool. Yeah, iTunes is kind of weird. Like, so what they can do is, this is something I tried to set up a while ago with iTunes, is you can group all of your podcasts under, like, an author heading. So, like, you can have, the other thing is, like, usually up at the top of all the iTunes things, they have, like, a, like, path showing you where the things is. Like, all right, so iTunes Store, podcasts, an author, the podcasting, like, the title of the podcast you have, and then all the links to the podcast.
Right.
And I've been trying to set us up with an author thing. And we kind of can't have one right now for some reason. Like, I can't remember what it exactly was, but it was, like, we need banner art for all of our podcasts, which I tried to get a guy to do, but he didn't. And then we also need, like, a good something about a content rating. I don't know.
So our content needs to be rated well.
Yeah, which it isn't. Which it isn't, because we have no ratings.
Oh, that makes me so sad.
Yeah. No one does our shit.
Dead man.
No one talks to us.
Dead man.
It's so lonely.
Dead man.
Ninja Kitty.
Gangnam Style.
Opa.
What? Can we do news? Please.
We don't have very much.
Oh no.
Yeah, it was a slow week this week.
Was it?
Like a lot of the news stories that I found were either stuff that I knew or cared nothing about, stuff that I actually wanted to write about, or that was it pretty much. Like we have some news, but we just don't have very much of it. But if you want to get into it, yeah, we'll get into it. Be a short show this week.
Until actually 6 o'clock. Well, it's supposed to be done by 6:30. We just keep going over every single week.
Yeah, we do.
Oops, I'm sorry.
We have 2 hours to do this. Like, our show is, like, the next podcast, like, the next show, R9 cast, they don't start until, like, 8, I think.
7.
7. Yeah, 7.
So 7 is our absolute deadline to be off.
Yeah, so and we usually get off, we usually get off, like, 10 minutes before that.
When I'm not blabbering.
I don't really want to talk too much today, because my voice is going away, in case you can't tell.
Scratchy.
You want to just get into news? Like...
Sure.
Okay.
Can I?
So, you did it last week.
Oh.
Yeah, it's Dead Man's turn.
Yeah. So, it's time for news of the...
Ouch.
These are news stories that for one reason or another I didn't force these guys to write. Well, I didn't force Bovi one to write. Ninja Kitty doesn't write.
What's writing?
Yeah, so first up, this isn't really news, it's just something I saw. Shia LaBeouf tweeted a picture of him with Bill Nye the Science Guy.
Who's Shiloh? What? Who's that girl?
Have you ever seen any of the new Transformers movies?
Yeah.
He's the guy who goes, no.
But that's a girl's voice.
I know. Really, it just pisses me off.
Is he gay?
I don't know.
I imagine he would be.
It just really pisses me off that he got to meet Bill Nye.
Bill Nye.
That guy's one of my childhood heroes.
He also hates Christians.
A man after my own heart.
Not particularly, but...
He doesn't hate Christians. He hates creationism.
Yeah, a man after my own heart. Like I said.
I love that video. Oh, man. Oh, where he's like, let's have smart thinking new generation. Please, please don't put your ignorance upon your children. Let them make their own decisions. I'm like, oh, my God. Not exactly like that, but he puts it in a very polite but firm way. It's like, guys, come on. Fucking seriously.
Yeah. He's Bill fucking Nye.
Let's be intelligent.
Yeah. It's science. Please.
Science.
Anyway, moving on. So, according to the Associated Press, during filming on the set of The Hobbit in New Zealand, apparently up to 27 animals have died due to mistreatment.
Oh my! What animals?
The deaths. Apparently, unsafe conditions at whatever farms. Led to the deaths of horses, goats, chickens, and sheep.
Was there just the sheep. A virus?
I don't know. It just said unsafe conditions.
Maybe something just collapsed and that was unintentional? Like, they didn't describe what happened.
Yeah, it did.
Anyway,
yeah.
Something wasn't safe and now animals are dead.
But here's the thing. Jackson and his entire film crew completely reject these allegations.
Ooh.
Yeah, like the Associated Press and animal wranglers have said that, hey, this thing is all kinds of shit. Like, actually, some wranglers had spoken up about it to the Associated Press, saying that there were hazards and death traps, like bluffs and sinkholes. One wrangler said that a horse actually fell into a bluff and drowned.
What?
Yeah.
And no one heard it to get it out.
Yep. Another one broke his. Yeah, another one was euthanized after he broke his back when he crash landed on uneven terrain. And two more horses and two more horses were injured when they got caught in some fencing and their legs were ripped open.
Well, I think that's the animal's stupidity, to be honest. If you fall over and smack and like break your own back, I'm sorry, that's just evolution saying you're not fit to breed the next generation.
Yeah Darwin, motherfucker.
Not to mention, I'm just going to get caught in a fence. Now my legs are ripped open. Blood, blood, blood. How do you do that?
I have no idea.
I'd say that's the responsibility of the wranglers.
Okay, and also, Kaijudo, fuck you, Bill Nye's awesome.
What did he say about Bill Nye?
He said, Mr. Wizard was the best. Bill Nye the Science Guy and Beekman's World could suck it.
But Bill Nye's a real scientist.
Fuck yeah.
Yes, he is.
He's a real, high ranking scientist. He's a good guy.
Hell yeah!
I think Bow tie- he does stuff to make us mad.
Yeah, he's probably a troll. Anyway. So anyway, The Hollywood Reporter, they managed to get a hold of Jackson and the Hobbit filmmaker statement. And I'll just read some of this. So, the producers of The Hobbit take the welfare of all animals very seriously and have always pursued the highest standard of care for animals in their charge. Any incident that occurred that were brought to their attention as regards to this care were immediately investigated and appropriate action taken. This includes hundreds of thousands of dollars that were spent on upgrading housing and stable facilities in early 2011. The producers completely reject the accusation that 27 animals died due to mistreatment during the making of films. Extraordinary measures were taken to make sure that the animals were not used during action sequences or any other sequences that might create undue stress for the animals involved. Over 55% of all shots using animals in The Hobbit are in fact computer-generated. This includes horses, ponies, rabbits, hedgehogs, birds, deer, elk, mice, wild boars, and wolves. So yeah. And also, the American Humane Association were there at all times to make sure the animals were being treated properly.
Plus 27 animals dying? That seems a bit high.
Yeah, it's just...
Like, maybe if they said 5 to 10 were dead, that would be, like, suspicious, but 27 animals dead?
Yeah, they had 150 on set at the time.
So that's, like, wow, that's a lot. That's a fifth of them, isn't it?
Actually...
Yeah, 30 seven. Times 30 right. times 5 is 150.
It's not 30, though. It's 27, so it's just... It's between. Enough. Yes. Between a fifth and a seventh.
Just under a fifth.
Yeah. The sixth?
Fifth. Six doesn't divide into it. Hang on. I don't know! Don't make me do math.
I'm just thinking, it's like perfectly in between. Like, it's... Well, actually, no, it isn't perfectly in between. It'd be perfectly in between. It'd be 27 and a half animals died. Anyway, fuck it. Moving on.
Ta-da.
So, Sony announced recently that they're going to be releasing a Uncharted card game for the PlayStation Vita.
What's Uncharted?
It's a video game. You wouldn't have heard of it.
Okay.
Guess what? It was called Uncharted Fight for Fortune. And it is a card game that is on the Vita. You pay $5 and you build like decks with Uncharted characters in them, like Nathan Drake, Sully, the women. I don't actually know who any of the women are in Uncharted. But anyway, they released a trailer for it, and they released it on YouTube. And as always, people raged.
If it's Uncharted, people will rage.
If it's anything, people will rage.
People will rage.
Yes, anyway, at the time this article was written, the video had 225 likes to 583 dislikes. And with such comments as, "Don't do this to Uncharted, you bastards. I hope everyone who makes this game burns in the fiery pits of hell." From I'm a Lemon Licker. "Kill Me Please" from Sackboy.
Bitter.
Yeah. "Kill Me Please" from Sackboy. "What happened, Sony? The only game that should have cards is Yugi fucking O. I'm sorry, but this is... I don't know what to say, really. Just doesn't fit in Uncharted," said Evan Gator 2092. And yeah, it just goes on. And fucking seriously? Like, seriously? It's fucking stupid.
I don't know. People like to complain?
Yeah, sure, but, like, I don't know, like, I'm kind of pissed off with this because, you know, it's fucking stupid, and because the last comment I read, like, the only game that should have cards is Yu-Gi-Oh! Like, fucking seriously?
That's stupid. There are plenty of good card games out there, and Yu-Gi-Oh! Is a terrible card game.
Yeah, it's fucking weird.
I refuse to know anything about Yu-Gi-Oh! Except all their animals are very, like, liney.
I heard someone saying something a little while ago. I forget where it was. I forget if I ever responded to it. But they said that Yu-Gi-Oh! Is a perfectly balanced game. It's all about strategy. The only thing is a poorly built player. No!
If there is in place a hand that can just win the game.
If you can, with the appropriate cards, construct a deck where you get those cards in your hand on the second turn, you do not have a balanced game. You have a game where the rich win.
Yeah. It's just class warfare, honestly.
That's why I like Crazy 8 Countdown, because anyone can get everything.
I like Magic the Gathering, because it's pretty balanced in the way that, like, anyone could spend $20 and have a really awesome deck.
Yeah. Yeah, anyway, moving on to next piece of news. So, Kevin Clash, the puppeteer of Elmo, has left Sesame Street.
Oh yeah, I heard that. I bet no one knew he was black.
Because of allegations and such.
Yeah, so he's been taking a leave of absence after being accused of having sexual relationships with an underage partner.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, so a day after those allegations, the guy who actually said them, actually, the guy actually accused him of it, recanted his statement. But Kevin Clash still is leaving the show. So Sesame Workshop...
For now, it's a leave of absence.
Yeah, so Sesame Workshop has released the following statement to the New York Times. Sesame Workshop's mission is to harness the educational power of media to help all the children of all the children the world over reach their highest potential. Kevin Clash has helped achieve this mission for 28 years, and none of us, especially Kevin, want anything to divert our attention from our focus on serving as a leading educational organization. Unfortunately, the controversy surrounding Kevin's personal life has become a distraction that none of us want, and he has concluded that he can no longer be effective in his job and has resigned from Sesame Street. This is a sad day for Sesame Street.
Yeah, well, honestly, he did the right thing.
Yeah.
Leaving like that. Like,
bowed out gracefully.
Yeah, you should see what it's like with the mayor of London. Basically, he's been charged with fraud and some other criminal charges, and he will not leave office.
But yeah, I think it was about $7,000 was like written up in checks and stuff like that.
From Ontario Works. He stole welfare money, basically.
And he paid for his son's wedding that way, apparently. Like, it's not confirmed yet because they have to do the trial and stuff like that, but the RCMP was investigating. He's like, I'm not going to step down from office. And everyone's like, dude, just do it. He's like, nope.
Yeah.
For a little while? Nope.
Yeah,
so. The council's like, hey, we have this great guy who could take your place.
Yeah. We also have this guy from the internet. I don't really know who he is, but fuck it. He's probably better than you. Anyway, moving on.
Like
you can keep talking. Well, actually, yeah, we'll move on. Fuck it. So, do you guys remember that Hitman trailer that came out a while ago with The Saints?
Oh, yeah, that awesome, awesome video where it's like total ownage and boobs.
Yep. So, everyone hated that trailer, pretty much.
I loved it. I thought it was epic and funny.
Yeah. In fact, even strippers hated that trailer.
Why?
Because of the women.
So like, what?
They make no sense. Like, all right, so they're nuns. That's great. But then, why did you then rip off your clothing to reveal skin-tight leather, like, onesies, then fire a rocket at your target, at the place where you believe... That doesn't make any sense for an assassin's organization.
Because they're very cocky, sassy bitches.
So
they like to make an entrance.
So that isn't really making an entrance. That's kind of just fucking up everything.
Well, imagine them fighting in those robes. He would grab those robes, and it would be used to their disadvantage. You wouldn't wear those, for example, in a zombie apocalypse.
Imagine fighting in skin-tight leather skirts.
It's better than fighting in nuns' robes.
No, here's the thing. I don't have a problem, like, fighting in nuns' robes, like, I don't have a problem with them, like, having the shit underneath it. What I have a problem with is them ripping it off to reveal that before they even know if their target is there.
Well, they know he was there.
How? Yeah, they went there, then they went out there, went to the parking lot, didn't even look in the room to see if he was there before shooting it.
Okay.
Maybe
I'll
they got.
This out. You have no context in the trailer. You don't know what intel they have. You don't know what surveillance they might have. You know nothing.
Like, he might have went there. Like, it might have been a huge setup that he decided to go there for. It's like, yeah, this is a trap. Well, I'm going to go there anyways to annihilate my targets, all those, like, nun people. So he went there anyways, and they're like, yeah, we fully know that he's in here because of, like, maybe the front desk was like, yeah, he's in here. And they're like, okay, well, let's go, ladies. And if they were walking down the street wearing all that shit, then they would have been noticed. But if they're just nuns, people would be like, that's weird. But whatever, they're nuns. Let them be nunnish. And then they fight in their fighting attire, which happens to be fishnets and leather. And bazookas.
Yeah, because, when I think assassins, you know, people who are supposed
they're
to get
sexy assassins.
Like, in the world of Hitman, like, we have, like, I'm pretty sure, like, the only, like, actual person we have for Hit, like, for context of what assassins are like in this world is Hitman. Like, he's Agent 47. So, he gets in and out, no one sees him. These women, they go in, having no one see them, and then they make sure everyone sees them, and they try to kill their target in the most flashy and noisy way possible.
Maybe they're trying to let everyone know, yeah, we killed that dude.
They're sending a fucking message.
A very, very sexy message.
So Agent 47 sends messages, and he doesn't have to walk around in fucking fishnets and bazookas.
Actually, you know what? They weren't there to kill him. They honestly, they only blew up his hotel room so that they could turn around and take sexy photos. Honestly, wrong place, wrong time for them.
Whatever. So anyway, Athena, who was a stripper who was contacted for to talk about this, said the following on the women. Most strippers I knew would not walk around in public dressed that way. I don't know why they keep all. I don't know why they keep on their stiletto heels unless they were planning on stabbing someone with them. They're not. That's not very practical.
No, it's not. But it's stylish.
If stiletto platforms gave you an advantage in warfare, how come our Marines and Navy SEALs don't wear them?
So you've never ever seen a game where a woman wears like stiletto high heels and kicks ass with them?
No, I have. They just aren't very practical.
Yeah, people act like this is the first time where sexism is in video games. I guess.
Oh no, it's not.
It is new for the Hitman games.
Oh yeah, like Hitman. It's
not what's meant for Hitman. That's totally right. But I do think this is being blown way out of proportion. Which everything happens that way with video games now. The Mass Effect 3 ending. Wait. Like
Catwoman.
Oh god, Catwoman.
She wears heels and skin tight leather. She wears full body, but she still wears skin tight leather, and she still
and it's still does ridiculous. Shit.
She does her shit.
I know, but it's still ridiculous.
It's equally ridiculous, but we expect that from the Batman universe. We don't expect that from Hitman.
People underestimate how like what leather can actually do. They really do. Leather can be very comfortable.
Anyway, moving on. So
I will argue anything.
So the estate of J.R.R. Tolkien is suing Warner Brothers over Lord of the Rings slot machines.
That seems totally reasonable.
Yeah, actually.
Yeah, so Warner Brothers and New Line, they released some slot machines based on Lord of the Rings thing. And the estate of J.R.R. Tolkien says that this is well outside the agreement that was originally reached in 1969 with Tolkien. So, the complaint claims the original contracting parties thus contemplated a limited grant of the right to sell consumer products of the type regularly merchandised at the time, such as figurines, tableware, stationery items, clothing, and the like. They did not include any grant of exploitation such as electronic or digital rights, rights in the media yet to be devised, or other intangibles such as rights in services. Particularly in the aftermath of the unprecedented financial and critical success of the films, defendants have, with increasing boldness, engaged in a continued and escalating pattern of usurping rights to which they are not entitled.
I can believe that.
Okay.
Yeah, they should at least get a share of the profits in that.
Yeah. It didn't really say, like, the thing didn't say if, like Warner Brothers was holding off on those.
Yeah, it sounds like the estate is like either they want a new contract negotiated for it or they want it to stop.
Yeah. So moving on to our next piece of news. Okan Kaya, a Australian sales manager from Sydney, set a world record for the longest consecutive gaming session, racking up 122 hours playing Black Ops 2.
Someone needs to get laid.
Yeah. So anyway, Wired reports that it wasn't a consecutive 122 hours because otherwise he would die. But he was able to take 10-minute breaks every hour, or bank those like 10-minute breaks every hour to like go to the bathroom, get something to eat, or just bank those into larger blocks so you'd be able to, like, go and sleep for a while.
I could do more than that. Anyway, 120 hours? No, you could survive.
Anyway, it took him about 6 days to complete this. So, yeah, it's... Yeah.
You can go over 7 days without sleep.
But yeah, and then with this thing, he owns like a Guinness World Record, but he is also currently 37th place on Black Ops 2 leaderboards.
Who cares?
Yeah. So, moving on to next news. A Dutch man threatened a police officer with a modified Wii controller.
I wanted to see that.
Yeah, so according to a Dutch news outlet, a man who is some 29 turned his Wii remote into a sniper rifle. He then threatened a cop with it.
Oh my god, dude.
Yeah, so we threatened the cops with it, and the cops thought it was a real gun. So they put him in...
Victory!
Yeah, so they put him in prison for 6 months.
Yeah, ha, ha, ha.
Well, that escalated quickly. From Wii Remote to a sniper. Oh my.
Yeah. It's kind of like that scene from one of the police... What was it? Naked Gun movies, where O.J. Simpson like turns his pistol into an artillery shell, like into our artillery cannon.
Yeah, he just keeps adding things onto it.
It's like, just a second, I'm coming. And it's like puts on a silencer, puts on like a stock extender, puts on like a scope, and all of a sudden it's like an M16, and starts putting more shit on it. And it's a bazooka, then puts more shit on it, and then like by the time you actually see him, he's just in a like installed a chair on it. With, like, the whole crank thing and just, like, an artillery fire.
Give that bitch a cannon. Bitches love cannons.
Yes.
I want a cannon.
Who doesn't? Yeah, so... moving on. So, a study that was done recently suggests that apes may experience midlife crises.
Aww.
Truly important information.
Yes. I mean, like.
What's a midlife crisis?
I have no idea, actually.
My little brother is a midlife crisis.
What is a midlife crisis?
I don't know. I think it's like
when you reach around 40, in your 40s, there's something you want. For men, it's usually like a car, but basically, you reach the point where you're starting to feel old, and so you want something to make you feel young again.
I will never feel old enough that I'd be like that, because I would be cosplaying forever.
Hence why I say my brother is a midlife crisis.
Hmm. So anyway, move on to our next piece of news. So, Final Fantasy XIV, A Realm Reborn, may have same-sex marriage in it in the future.
Sorry, what might? What?
Final Fantasy XIV. 14? Yeah, 14. It's an MMO.
When did that happen? I thought they were still on 13.
14 to 13.
13-2.
Yeah, 13 and 14 were announced at the same time.
That's stupid.
Yeah, it is.
Who thought of that sales idea? Yeah, let's release two of our games at the same time.
Because they are two very different games.
So what, though? That's still not a good sale idea.
Yeah, I'm guessing that they just wanted to, like, get... Well, they didn't say they were going to sell them at the same time. They just announced them at the same time. Saying, hey, you know, we have Final Fantasy XIII. It's going to be a single-player thing that you can do all this in. And then, somewhere down the line, we're going to have Final Fantasy XIV, an MMO. Ah! But anyway, Square Enix released a statement about the thing. So, as for same-sex marriage, this is an extremely controversial topic that has been under discussion in the MMO world for the past few years. As you know, each country has a different way of thinking. So first, we'd like to start with opposite-sex marriage and then consider the feedback from our players in order to make a careful decision. I can't say whether or not it'll be possible at this point in time. I'd like to keep dialogue open with our players as we deliberate the matter.
So, I don't see what the issue with it would be is, why not?
People get weird about it. It's a different world. People still get weird about it.
It's a different reality. People don't have the right to decide what goes on that different reality.
People got freaked the fuck out when a gay character got married in a comic book.
So what?
Because he was gay.
Ooh. So what?
People are retarded, okay?
Like, what if you heard about, if you got two names, like, so-and-so and so-and-so got married, and all you showed was, like, the lower half of their faces, and neither of them were wearing makeup, and, like, let's say the guy had, like, a more feminine face, and the woman had, like, a more masculine face. Or, like, something like that, you know what I mean? You can't tell who is who. It's like, oh, isn't that cute? And then, like, show the full body. It's like, oh my god, that's horrible. Well, you were okay with it before. What's the issue?
People are retarded.
Well, I hate people. Everyone needs to go and die, just temporarily at least.
We yeah, like have a good 90% of the population.
Yeah, it's just... their arguments are always so retarded. Like, oh, the Bible says gay marriage is bad. It's like, oh, the dictionary definition of marriage is this. Like, marriage, I'm pretty... like, from what I understand, marriage was, like, originally constructed, like, not as a... like, not as, like, a sanctimonious thing of, like, oh, my God, God is born, joining these people together in holy matrimony. It's like, yeah, this guy has something I want. Let's give him my daughter. That's my understanding of marriage. And then at some point... Like, marriage is the joining of two families. That's it.
But do people have something against giraffes then? So probably. Every Christian out there that's like, I hate gay marriage, then they should really hate the giraffe and they should want to go kill all the giraffes.
They don't care about animals.
Animals don't have a soul, so they can't be aware of their sin. Therefore, it's not sin.
Yeah.
Bullshit. The snake did or whatever. Remember how it's like...
that was actually Satan.
Yeah, it wasn't just a snake. It was Satan dressed up as a snake. He was cosplaying a snake.
Yeah, but God permitted animals
imagine
like
it
that.
Imagine actually like a solid snake cosplayer.
Just have a couple.
Dressed up as solid snake.
It's like, okay, eat from this tree.
It's totally misinterpreted.
Yeah, so anyway, moving on to next week's news. So, a researcher at the University of Geneva, called Daphne Bevelier, did some research and figured out that Black Ops 2 may actually be good for you.
Stress relief?
No, actually. At a recent talk at TED, which is this big, like, science expose thing.
I love TED. I love watching talks from TED.
Yeah. So she said that hardcore first-person shooters in reasonable doses, games like Black Ops 2 can, quote, have quite powerful positive effects on many different aspects of our behavior. So, like, hardcore gamers have better visual acuity, they have improved attention, a better ability to multitask, and to switch switch our focus between multiple tasks quickly. Yeah, and she also found that, Bevelier's studies also found that training, quote, on video games can have significant positive impact on brain functions, and even more importantly, that once they take hold, these improvements last. And, yeah, it's actually really cool. Someone actually did some science and said, you know, guess what? Video games are good for you.
Instead of just goddamn time. I'm sick of video games always being like, oh, they make you violent. And,
it's like, no, video games don't make me violent. Fucking violent.
Yeah, I'm glad we have, you know, someone on our side.
Yeah. And someone who's, like, legit doctor. University of Geneva, dude. Shit's awesome. It's just... it's great. So anyway, moving on. So, a game was recently released called Dear Esteban. It is a parody of Dear Esther. And it's a game where you just walk around and a giant orca is floating over you.
Okay.
That's it. Yeah, it was made at...
I'm distracted by Ninja Kitty arguing with people in the chat.
Yeah, so anyway, this game...
is stupid people. Don't bother with the weird Nate. Sorry, he's very, very stuck on the religion thing. If I remember correctly, he once said that he was gay, but Jesus saved him.
Yep. Anywho.
Which I hate to tell you, man, but if that's true, you weren't really gay.
Yeah, so anyway, this game came out of the Fuck This Jam, which is a game jam where developers had to make games in genres that they hated. And so, the developers of Dear Esteban, so in this game, instead of being like a hate letter, the developers of Dear Esteban claim that, quote, it's more a love letter to Dear Esther from the weird kid who doesn't have a shot, but, you know, but you kind of feel bad for. And yeah.
Sorry, I'm getting distracted by the stupidity on my screen again. I gotta stop looking at the screen and talk to you.
Yep. You do, because... yeah.
Continue with news.
Yeah, so anyway. There's Angry Bird Soda.
Awesome. Do you get to throw it at pigs?
I don't know, but in Finland, it outsold both Coke and Pepsi.
Of course it would. I'm not going to drink Coke or Pepsi products anymore. I'm going to always buy Angry Birds now.
But I'm pretty sure it's only available in Finland or something, and they're going to be bringing it to like New Zealand and Australia soon.
Eventually it'll come here. Eventually. You know what I still need to try? Tentacle grape.
Yeah.
Tentacle grape soda.
Yeah. So anyway, next piece of news. So, Splash Damage, the developers of Brink, their site now has a countdown timer on it. The countdown will expire at 11:29 on 11:29, November 29th. And I have no idea what it's for. Like, the image that on the thing is named Cars Teaser, so it may have something to do with, like, a car game, but I didn't think that, like most of these games, like most of these timer things, they're usually for sites where, they're usually for sites where, like, it's from a developer or for a game that people have, like, a huge amount of stuff vested in. Like, yeah. if Activision has a countdown timer, or, like, when they did the countdown timer for Baldur's Gate. Like, that made sense, but...
Yeah, it's something that has a following of people who will care about what's going to be at the end of this timer.
Yeah, like, Brink, it didn't really, like, light the world on fire. So, what is... And, like, I'd never heard of Splash Damage before that, so I have no idea what this is going to be. Like, is... Like, do they have a following?
I'm sure they do. It's probably just not a very big one.
They have. Whatever. So, final piece of news. So, a while ago, Fox announced they were going to be re-releasing Independence Day in 3D.
Fuck that noise.
Yeah, so, they're not anymore.
Yay! That noise got fucked.
Yeah, so apparently, Exhibitor Relations announced on Twitter that Fox had decided not to release the post-converted 3D version of the Welcome to Earth movie. And I know he doesn't say that. Like, we watched it, I know he doesn't say it, but I'm just still going to say it because it sounds funny. But anyway. Yeah, they're still going to be making sequels, though.
Fuck that noise as well.
Yes, indeed. And so, that's going
to
do it for this week.
There needs to be a sequel to. I was talking about it yesterday after watching this movie. Freddy vs. Jason. Only, we need to throw in Rob Zombie's Michael Myers. Make it a triple threat.
Oh god, that'd be insane.
Only we need Robert Englund back.
Yes, Robert Englund. None of this Jackie Earl Haley shit.
I'm never going to remember that guy's name. He's always just going to be Rorschach.
But anyway, so the chat is going to be talking about religion for a while. And so I figure we should just end it right now.
Okay.
Yeah, I want to get the fuck out of this chat.
Yes,
I'm
please.
Having fun trolling this person. I can't believe that they're trying to be like, yeah, it's this way. Like, no, dude. You're being alienated by everyone in the chat.
Yeah. So anyway, thank you all for joining us. Hopefully you enjoyed the beginning of the show, and hopefully you didn't hate the end of the show. So anyway, as always, you can follow us on Twitter. You can follow us at DeathStoreProds. I am at Deadman_DDProds. We have at Bobby1, and while he's no longer here, we have at Corey Ray with a W in the Ray. You can like us on Facebook at Facebook.com/DeathStoreProds, and you can subscribe to us on YouTube at YouTube.com/DeathStoreProdsVids, YouTube.com/Bobby1, and YouTube.com/TheOnceist. We are also on iTunes, so please subscribe to us on there and leave us some reviews, and just know we want to see more of, less of, etc. So, this week on the site, we're going to be having the comic book podcast on Wednesday, the movies podcast on Friday, as well as the final commentary track for TV Movie Month. We're going to be watching The Blues Brothers. And at some point this week, I'm going to be doing a Personal Issues, either on The Strange Tale of Luther Strode or on Nancy Goes to Hell. Because those are two things I actually did recently and I liked. And then be sure to come back next week to allgames.com for the Anything Cast Live. Please join us at allgames.com/chat. Let us know what you think of what we're doing. And be sure to go to the site every day because we're going to be posting something every day, news, videos, and everything. I'm making an effort to produce more videos. I just posted a new Cameo one, and tomorrow I'm going to be doing a Mega Man X one.
I'll have more now that I can play more games and shit, and I have a huge hard drive, and yeah.
Yeah. And I maybe I'll do PC games now because this thing can actually run fraps. And run games at a pretty decent frame rate with fraps.
Did your audio just cut out?
No, it did not.
Okay.
I couldn't hear you.
Oh. Sorry. So anyway, thank y'all for joining us. And so until all that stuff I just mentioned, I'm the Dead Man.
I'm Obi-Wan.
And I'm Ninja Kitty.
We will see you guys next time.